Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Mile High Five podcast. I'm Doug Cunnington, and this is not an actual full episode. I really just need your help. I want to have more Q&A episodes where we have a voicemail, a voice memo from you, the audience. You might know that Mr. Money Mustache and I have been doing these Q&A episodes about once a month, and we kind of like that cadence. I appreciate a Q&A episode, and it's really cool if you could send in your voice memo. So basically, you would just record it on your phone in the voice memo app or the equivalent, and then you could attach it to an email and then email it to doug@milehighfi.com. I'll put a link in the description, or you know, you should be able to click on it and figure it out. But pretty simple. I think the ideal sort of time frame is probably like 1 minute to 90 seconds or so. You don't want it to be too long. So keep that in mind. It's also helpful to perhaps write it out ahead of time to keep it tight and make sure that you include all the details that you need to. That said, if you have a very specific, a very maybe detailed set of problems that you want us to talk about, then you can write a longer email and then just have a voicemail that's more high level and then provide us more detail if needed. That said, it's never going to be financial, legal, medical, any kind of life advice, no advice at all. It's just entertainment and our opinions. If you are a Buy Me a Coffee supporter, then your voicemail, your question will be treated with priority because you're actually supporting the show, which we appreciate. Many details that I'm trying to throw in here, but other people may sit in. Not all the questions are going to be for Pete, Mr. Money Mustache, and myself. Sometimes other people might pop in. And it just depends on sort of the workflow and how many questions we actually get in. I believe very soon I'll have basically an index of the questions that Pete and I have answered in the past so people can reference it and maybe, you know, not ask the same question again and again and perhaps build upon the answers that we've given in the past, that sort of thing. And it'll be kind of cool to have like that index where someone could go and like see what we've talked about recently on episodes. I want to make this entertaining, so I should have mentioned in the beginning, but I'm going to give you a little treat from the past. So in this show, we talk about asparagus occasionally. Someone asked me a few weeks ago, they don't listen to the show, but they're a friend of mine, and I was wearing a shirt with asparagus on it, because that's what you do when you have a podcast and you talk about asparagus for no reason. You eventually get shirts with asparagus on it. So I'm wearing this shirt with asparagus on there, and my friend asked me what the deal was. So I had to explain that it's complete nonsense, and we just talked about asparagus pee in an early episode. I was curious, though, when did we actually do that? When did Carl and I start talking about asparagus pee and asparagus in general? And I'm pretty sure it was either episode 9 or 10. So I've gone back into the archive, and I'm going to pull that clip. The cool and funny, it's just cool. It's just a cool thing. We talked about it, I think, for about 10 minutes or so. And we thought it was hilarious. And I think that is part of the fun of the show, is that we try to make each other laugh through the episodes. And when we were interviewing someone, we were trying to get each other to laugh, and the guest too. I mean, it's a fun thing to do. And it worked pretty well. And we come at it from different angles. But yeah, we spent a lot of time on asparagus in an early episode and thought it was hilarious and then just kept doing it. It's been further and farther between since we've been doing that. But I can tell you, Carl's actually going to be recording with me here pretty soon. He's coming in as a guest host, and we may actually have a couple couple episodes with him coming up, just with the, you know, our schedules and things coming together and us being able to record and have some topics in mind. By the way, he has some great ideas for shows, and I won't spoil it. He owes me some outlines, so he'll get those over to me. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with the clip, and I would love to have your questions to feature on the show. Thanks, everybody, for the support out there. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't know how we got on this topic, but I have one more question as long as we're on it. Or actually two, there will be a follow-up to this one too. Do you like asparagus? Or?
It's funny. You know what? I do like it a little bit. We literally just had some last night.
Ooh.
And I think I know your follow-up.
Yeah, question. Yeah. It's obvious.
Yeah. My pee does smell. So not everyone's pee smells afterwards, but it's always a wonderful surprise when you take a whiz after asparagus. Now, how about you? Do you get that? Do you have the right gene?
I do. It's yeah, it's because of the asparagine amino acid. I used to be able to tell you the organic chemistry reason for it. Just a funny another, yet God, we're sidetracking our sidetracks. I was in organic chemistry class in pharmacy school when I was going for my pharmacy degree, and they start talking about this and why asparagus makes your piss taste fun or makes your piss smell funny. I just said taste. Oh God. So the professor was actually TA up there giving a lecture. He's like, yeah, the asparagine amino acid, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I happen to be one of the people who have the smelly pee. And I had asparagus last night, and I've got a beaker up here. If any of you would like to come smell. Like, oh my God. But sure enough, a line formed. And I guess that was all the people who, this piss doesn't smell from asparagus. But
interesting.
They went up and smelled his urine in organic chemistry class that day. But okay.
Now, one thing. That was good. That was, that caught me off guard. The thing I wonder about, and I haven't done this in a scientific way, but maybe that weird TA, how long does it take for your pee to smell? So if I have some asparagus, how long will it be before it makes its way to the bladder area?
with me, the effect is very fast, like probably under half an hour. I'm amazed by how quick it happens. How about you? Have you done any?
No, I always forget by the time that I'm like eating asparagus and timing or anything like that. So I feel like it's, you know, usually like an hour or something like that, but I haven't tried to make myself go to the bathroom as soon as possible. But yeah, I mean, if you want to, we can maybe try it out. We can get some asparagus out here, and it's a YouTube video. I think we're like, who can get their pee to smell the fastest?
I think it would go well with that steak dinner we're planning. Some green,
That would be pretty good. All right. That'll be weird. We could see whose pee smells or taste or whatever, however you want to test it. It's up to you.
Does Georgie the dog like asparagus? We could do some. She probably would not go for the asparagus, but
yeah,
see if that has the effect on canines as well.
Yeah, we'll have to do a control and really understand the baseline aroma before we. Wow, what is this show about? No one sent in these questions.
The question no one asked or wanted an answer to. What was it? The original question was, is there anything you hate spending money on? And now we're talking about dog asparagus piss.
Oh, all right, back on track. I think we only have one more to go. One more to go here, and that is, if you have, this is also from Carla, by the way, if you could have a free lifetime supply of any one thing, what would it be? And I'll go first. I think it has to be asparagus after all of that talk.
Yeah, maybe we should have an asparagus giveaway too. I don't know how we do that, but is there like an Asparagus Growers of America organization?
It's like a monthly asparagus club. What a crappy club. It's like the bonus on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Asparagus of the month. How many different... I know they've got the white kind. Have you ever seen that? That looks kind of creepy too. I think they grow it in the dark, is what you said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder if it's like so many of the, I guess, different vegetables and stuff. Like there's so many different varieties of potatoes or strawberries or whatever. Maybe there's like a really good flavorful asparagus that makes your pee taste sweet, you know, perhaps. Whatever you're into. I'm not here to judge, Carl, man. I don't care. I don't care, man. I don't know how we could top this for an ending.
I'm going to be paying for this for a long, long, long time.
A lot of people listen to the show, man. A lot of people are going to get into your warped mind here. So
I wonder what percentage listened to the end. I know we had the J.L. Collins episode and someone left a comment saying, I can't wait till the musical comes out. And so they listened all the way to the end because that was at the end. So good for them. Thanks, whoever you are.
Something else. Yeah, we appreciate it. And I guess we'll catch you on the next episode.
Yeah. Thank you.